Anyway, our next guest wants to try and reduce the number of used coffee cups lying around the place. She has invented an edible coffee cup. She's the co-founder of Good Eddie. Catherine Hutchins, good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I wasn't quite sure what to think about this when I read about it yesterday, but an edible coffee cup, is it to sort of give someone the overall snack, a cup of coffee with something to eat, or is it more about reducing waste?
So our main objective that we started with was to try and reduce waste in the coffee industry. We send so many cups to landfill, over 1 billion in Australia only every year. So that was where we started from. But of course, we've ended up with this great solution, which means you can drink your coffee and then have a snack afterwards.
Right. Now is the cup, I was thinking, is it like a sort of like a, you know, an ice cream waffle cone or something like that?
Yes, that's exactly right. So it's very similar in texture to a waffle cone, but with a bit less sugar. We wanted to make sure that the cup didn't change the flavour of the coffee inside.
Okay, and does it have do you have different flavours of cup?
At the moment, we're just starting with our original flavour, and then once we set up our production and get started, we'll start to look at variants and look at a gluten-free option as well.
Wow. Okay, now the other question has to be asked, of course. I mean, like an ice cream cone is containing a substance which, at least when it's cold, is a solid, but you've obviously got to contain a substance which is both liquid and hot. How long does the cup last before the hot coffee inevitably sort of eats its way through it if it's not drunk?
So it will stay crispy for about 40 minutes.
Right.
Which should be enough time for you to drink your coffee, but
sure,
it won't leak for a couple of hours.
Okay, and I mean, have you sort of done any road testing of this year? Like, have you got any cafes to sign up to using these things?
We have cafes signed up to start stocking the cups as soon as we start making them, and we have been doing some farmers markets here in Melbourne where consumers have been able to come and try the cups out.
Right, and what have people said about them?
We've had an amazing positive response. So everyone loves them. We didn't know if everyone would want to eat the cup, but every person has, and they've really loved it. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
And is the future, like maybe, what about, you know, knives and forks and plates and things, having them, you know, all edible too? So your meal, you know, what you eat your meal with is actually part of the meal. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, of course. So as soon as we've got this coffee cup part going, then we can start looking at some other utensils and plates and things as well. There's so many options.
Our button pusher here, Richard Stansbury, we call him Mr. Operator. He likes to while away the hours just looking at bits and pieces of old movies on YouTube. And he came across a scene from the original Charlie and the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie in 1971 with Gene Wilder. And Gene Wilder, as Willy Wonka, actually had an edible cup. Now, did you get the idea from watching that?
Oh, that's a really great story. We didn't, but we can start telling people that.